Spain is boiling. The thermometer in the Sultan city of Seville reads 35 degrees Celsius. But it's not summer yet. It's only early May.
What did I do to tackle the heat? Try to be in places with air conditioning, avoid the sun in the hottest hours, and drink a lot of water. The heat wave made me wary of what could come in the future.
The heat wave in April started during exam sitting period. It was horrible because you'd spent whole days in the library and it was like an oven. During exams, you would have a hard time with the heat as well. Overall, it was horrible.
Robert Wouter is one of the contributors of a new study that examines the connection between heat waves and climate change.
And we try to see what would have been the temperature of the same heat wave if climate change did not occur. What we took is the temperature that was reached in the region, southern Spain, southern Portugal, northern Morocco and northern Algeria. We find a difference of about 2 to 3 degrees, and the level that the temperature has reached in the months of April, it was almost impossible to reach without climate change.
Extreme heat waves are still considered as rare events, but the chances of experiencing it is around 100 times more than it was without additional greenhouse gases.
More, it's like a dice which is loaded. If you look at a non-loaded dice, you have as much chance to get a 1 or a 6. But if you load your dice on the 6 face, then you get a higher probability to get 6 than 1. So climate change is exactly this. You have extremes. Cold would be 1, hot would be 6. The greenhouse gases are loading the dice.
Dr. George Osilda is a Spanish climate expert who has offered a report on the effects of the heat waves in Spain.
What the climatic models are showing us is that at global levels, we're not being successful in reducing carbon emissions. So the planet keeps heating, and this, for Spain, means even more heat, more irregular rainfall, and more frequent extreme phenomena between May and October.
And it's not only for Spain and other West Mediterranean countries. Vietnam just had its highest temperature of 44.1 degrees Celsius recorded. And India continues to suffer from its prolonged summer that comes almost every year. These crazy heat waves are only getting more common.